or the problem is mine. I'm not sure, but let's just roll.
Can you hear? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, super cool. What are we talking about? Money. Yeah?
Money. Let's do it.
Okay, do you have a podcast? Where are you? What's going on?
I just started my podcast. Like, I'm not sure. I'm just talking about random things. So what's your podcast about?
My podcast is about, I have two podcasts. One is called Chatterbox. That's where I talk with people like you about random bullshit. And the other is Business Coaching Masterclass, where I try to help people take the next step with their business. So
this is the bullshit talk we are talking about.
I don't know yet. You know, it's sometimes we can turn the bad into good, right? You know, sometimes we can.
Yeah, but the bullshit is even better sometimes. Maybe.
You know, so sometimes you need to let go, right? You know, so sometimes it's sometimes you need to complain, sometimes you need to moan, sometimes you need to rant, sometimes you need to get shit off your chest, right?
Yep, it is. It's always better. Bullshitting is always better. We'll start from bullshit, then we go to advanced levels. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I had this. In fact, no, it wasn't me. My parents had this cup in their kitchen, right? And written on the cup was, "If you can't dazzle people with brilliance, then baffle them with bullshit." Okay.
I totally. That's so good. Like, you can't imagine.
It's like if you can't blind people with brilliance, then just confuse them.
Confuse them, yeah. Just mazel tov. Just say bullshit, 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 bullshit. They'll believe you, right?
Well, some people will. I mean,
some
people don't have standards. Some people will believe anything. I mean,
yesterday you were on Mars, they will believe you.
Absolutely. If I say, I'm a Buddhist monk in Tibet, they'll be like, oh, that's cool.
But most people won't know what the hell is Mars is. Okay, so they'll believe you.
Most people have no idea. They don't even know they're on a planet, right?
I mean, we are on this flat thing, just flying.
People think the Earth is still flat, man. I mean,
that's crazy.
That's pretty insane. You know, I was watching that. You know, the Red Bull stratosphere thing where that guy went up into space and jumped back to Earth. You know what I'm talking about?
I know. World record. Yes, I know.
Yeah. Well, I was watching that. And you can see, like, the Earth is round.
Yeah, you can see it, but I guess those were just effects. It wasn't real, basically.
Man, there was somebody posted on Facebook the other day that there's an international flat Earth conference.
For real?
For real, man. For real. There's an international flat Earth conference where people from all over the world get together to discuss how the Earth is flat.
Question, did you check how much was the price?
Sorry, can you say that again? Did I see what?
Did you check the price, the ticket price?
The ticket price? I kind of... You know, that would be fun to go, right? You could have a laugh. Right?
Maybe it was like $5, or maybe they were just handing it for free. I don't know. I'm not sure. But
there were articles written about it, because it was like 200 to 300 euro per ticket, right? It was a real convention, right?
200 to 300. Well, I can assure you there's a lot of way to make money for that.
Listen to this. People were traveling from all over the world to go there, right? They were, and you know what they had to do to get there? They had to get on a plane and fly.
And
if you look out the window of the plane, it's like you can see the ground. So, what the fuck?
No. The plane is... I totally agree with you, but like... We just figured out a way to make money. Like, this session is important. We just made, let's make a bullshit conference. I will just make money. This is actually fun.
People do that, don't they? I mean, there's a lot of things that are just bullshit. There's a lot of things that are just not real. Let me give you an example, right? Example. Now, I have a lot of friends who are into alternative cultures. They like to try different things, and it's a fashion and a trend now to do yoga. Okay, right. And I'm all into this. Okay, so you know, there's a history and a background, and there's Buddhism and Hinduism and all of this. Yeah, respect to all that. Absolutely, respect to all that. But all of these people just sitting in a room doing nothing together. I'm like,
I just
you pay money to go and sit in a room with other people and do nothing.
nothing award. That basically your
Oh, this is, look, I'm all for, like, you know, get in touch with your spiritual side, and you know, try to meditate and get outside the body, and I respect all of that because
normal. Okay, I get it.
I respect it, but I'm just thinking that if right, if I was manipulative and I was in control and I had an evil mindset and I had these dark ideas, I would be like, how can I get all these creative people to do nothing?
Make them do yoga.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
That's what it would be. It would be like, yeah, I'll get all these people with great ideas and all these inspirational people.
nothing and pay me for it.
Yes,
That's
yeah.
some shit.
Then it gets worse because you have to buy the right clothes, and you have to get your yoga mat, and you know, you have to do the special courses, and you have to get your qualifications and your certificates.
You can't accept everyone, just the creative that you take their time and their money for the complete bullshit. That's all you're gonna take apart from your group.
I'm just saying that if I was a bad man, you know, that would seem
We do
like
just
an
yoga.
option.
We are not going, we are not saying yoga people are bad, but like that's just an example.
It's the way that European culture has turned a spiritual activity into a leisure activity, right?
Yes, I completely believe that spiritual and all that is basically a trend will pass by, and making a yoga probably gonna make us pretty rich, and that's what we're discussing right
Yeah, because you have to go to India to do the special courses, and you have to fly to get there, and then you've got to book yourself into these special retreats with these gurus, and the gurus are just kind of people who sit quietly and.
and open a yoga. Yeah, I totally agree. It's a waste of money for me.
These people have their own way of doing things. I understand that. It's just that it seems to be. I like to see people being creative and getting out and doing things and having conversations and talking and learning and.
Which gym is a great place for that. But for yoga, like, you're just sitting there, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's stretching. It's stretching.
You're just stretching. You can do that in the gym, right?
It's like a warm-up. You never do.
Even the warm-up is even better at the gym. I promise you
It's like yoga is just like a warm-up, and but then you don't do anything. It's like you warm up and you do nothing. It's
that.
backwards.
You do nothing for that energy.
You warm up, you do nothing, and then you finish. And then you, what do you feel happy? You feel satisfied? You feel calm? You feel energized?
Satisfied, you spend money on nothing at all. You're satisfied
You've
for that.
got less money in your pocket, right? You've got less money in your pocket, and
Some people enjoy that.
less
Right? Some people just do it. I don't know.
Okay. Oh yeah, there's a sucker born every minute, right?
Yeah, that's like every minute. Yeah, I totally agree.
Oh my God, oh my God. The world is mad. Right? The world is mad. There's so many things that people can get out and do, and it just, I see, I've got friends who I think are just really nice people, right? And their hobby now is yoga, and I'm like, oh God, guys, you know, can you not just on a bike or something?
Everything but yoga.
We don't need enough. Please, oh my God. Well, imagine if we did yoga. Nobody would talk to each other. Everybody would be sitting quietly. Nothing would happen.
You can't talk because it interrupts the
spirit. Yeah, I mean, nobody. Bullshit. I mean, there'd be nobody going for a beer with their friends, right? I mean, there'd be no sports events. There'd be...
I totally get it. But again, some people interpret that, guys. We cannot judge them, but some people like spending
like, yeah, yeah. Here's the thing. Once you spend money on something, you are invested in that thing, right?
Invested in sitting around.
You're invested in the idea, and nobody wants to say I made a bad. Nobody wants to say that. Nobody wants to put their hand up and make a mistake. So once you start to spend money on something, you don't have to believe it's the right thing.
Yes, probably. And you're going to hate it if someone tells you that's a bad thing. You're going to hate that person.
It's just an opinion. It's like you're entitled to an opinion, right? I mean, I can say I like this, I don't like that. That's what makes mine cool, right?
Yeah, what makes life fun. Everyone has different.
Yeah, and it's like I don't want to be in a room with everyone who has the same opinion as me because it'd be so boring, right?
Yeah, disappointing. It's fun to discuss. It's fun to discuss.
That's why I like the podcast idea and the Anchor co-hosting system, because it's like I can meet people who have completely different opinions from me, and I can be like, oh wow, that's interesting. It's like I don't have to believe what you believe. I don't have to think what you think, but I'm like, I never thought about that before. That's kind of it.
Yeah, I just get your point of view. Like,
absolutely. And it's, you know, it opens the mind, right? When you meet someone with a different perspective and a different opinion, you have to stay open. Right?
Yes, just like you said. Well, I didn't thought about that. Like, just the idea of you didn't think about that.
Yeah, and the idea is that everybody can connect and that everybody's got problems. Right? Everybody's got problems that they have to deal with in their life. Everyone's got some kind of bullshit that's going on, right?
I totally agree with you.
It's important to understand that then you're not alone, right? You're not alone when you know other people have problems.
Even if you have different problems, living in different place, it's fun to know, like, you're not the only one.
Absolutely. And everyone has a struggle every day, right? There's, you know, whether it's your family or your work, or there's something personal to you, or it's, I don't know, maybe your car broke down, or, you know, maybe your leg hurts. I don't know, whatever. Everybody's got problems.
You don't know your life story, but like it's fun, like knowing the opposite opinion. Like, even if he tells you you're a shit, you're a douchebag, I find it actually fun to know why they think that.
Don't take it personally, right? Because it's, you know, don't shoot the messenger, right? It's just the messenger.
I don't see the world in your view, I just see it in my view. Some of the things you have great are bullshit to me, and some things that are great that are bullshit to you.
Yeah, it's our experiences, right? It's what we learned, and it's what makes life beautiful, the variety and the differences. Hey, man, we're coming to the end of our conversation. Thank you very much.
Okay, so before everything, I like to say this is just a random opinion. I'm not disrespecting anything, like anyone or anything. It's just an opinion. Okay, so don't get it twisted or anything like that. Anyway, thanks for listening, and yeah, till the next time.
Very good. Can you still hear me?
What?
I wasn't sure if you could still hear me. Where are you from?
Yeah, let's just say I'm from Planet of the Earth, and it's nice to meet someone, another one from Planet of the Earth. So, what should we discuss?
In terms of law of attraction, what would be one of the things you find the most interesting, do you think, about the concept of law of attraction?
Well, here's my problem with law of attraction. Basically, this is what people actually think. They think just because you're thinking of something, you want something so bad, you can get it without doing any work. That is my problem.
I think that
What's your thought on it?
I think that unfortunately, there's the the book called The Secret that came out, and with that book, they left a few things out of the book. The one that basically says, if you want something really badly, like you said, then you can just think about it, you can focus on it, and it will come. But that's not the reality for a lot of people. What do you think?
Yeah, it's like, okay, I want $1 billion. Well, if I thought about it all the morning, you can think about $1 billion all you want, but you're not gonna get $1 billion. Like, that's just reality. You
That's
cannot
right.
control that.
And then what happens, and even if people think, I don't know, I want $100, which should be much easier, and they don't get it for whatever reason. Then they will say, "Oh, this law of attraction doesn't work." I think that's
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, I agree with the basics of the law, which is if you think about something, okay, you think about it. Now, if you think like, this is my goal, I'm gonna go there from this side, I'm gonna attack it from that, maybe not this, I'm gonna do that, maybe not this, maybe that guy knows something, or let's say I want to be, I don't know. Let's say I want to create books, okay? If I go out and talk about books, 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 that gonna to maybe I'm gonna find a connection for some guy who can help me, maybe write a book. I don't know. But you're not gonna find that person who gonna help you if you don't go out to connect, to talk, to network, right? That's just a misunderstanding. You have to try.
Well, that's right. I think even Tony Robbins would he used to say things like, you could, if you sit down and you just meditate, for example, and you just try to imagine, eventually someone's going to come take your couch away because you didn't pay for it, because you didn't go to work.
I totally agree. I think Jordan Buffalo, Jordan Belfort, the Wolf of Wall Street,
Yes,
said
Belfort.
something close to that. I totally
Yeah,
agree.
it's very good. Look, I agree. I think nothing in the world ever happens until someone actually does something, takes some kind of action towards what they want. But I think the law of attraction still is very, it is true. It is true because I think I've seen, I'm a psychologist actually, and I see it very often with people that people seem to attract not just what they do want, but I think people attract very often what they don't want, which is very interesting.
Totally. I actually believe I'm living in my mind. Like, my life is being created by my mind. basically, it's all about, I feel it, it's all about the circle, the, I don't know, the five people you're hanging out with or whatever that thing is. I totally believe in that to a certain degree, and I believe of, I don't know, a power out there, outside, helps you to do, achieve what you want, but you're not going to achieve anything if you're not trying.
And I think it was Wayne Dyer also who spoke about, you know, he wasn't the first one to mention this word. It was actually Carl Jung who spoke about synchronicity in life, which is, you know, there's what we call coincidence. And we use that word coincidence like this is an accident, this is just luck or chances. But actually synchronicity, even coincidence, the word coincidence actually is very interesting what he says. He says that it comes from mathematics and from two angles in mathematics or geometry which perfectly coincide, which means they come together in a perfect way. So this is what we use, coincidence.
I actually believe that. Like, there are no coincidence in life, and everyone is, I don't know, have a purpose and some design to it. But, like, I kind of believe that, but everyone's future is, like, kind of different. Like, let's say this. Maybe my internet was going to be a little bit slower today, okay?
Yeah.
If that happened, me and you wouldn't have this conversation. Yeah. Maybe which will lead to a whole new thing. And maybe if my connection was a little bit, say, weaker, I would meet someone else who had that opportunity with. Yeah. Like, you just...
It's amazing.
Like, sorry. Believe.